Alléluia, 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 Alléluia.
Rabbi, you are the Son of God, and you are the King of Israel.
Alléluia, Alléluia, Alléluia.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus made the disciples get into a boat and precede him to the other side of the sea, while he dismissed the crowds. After doing so, he went up on the mountain by himself to pray. When of the evening he was there alone. Meanwhile, the boat, already a few miles offshore, was being tossed about by the waves, for the wind was against it. During the fourth watch of the night, he came toward them, walking on the sea. When the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were terrified. "It is a ghost," they said, and they cried out in fear. At once Jesus spoke to them, "Take courage, it is I, do not be afraid." Peter said to him in reply, "Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water." He said, "Come." Peter got out of the boat and began to walk on the water toward Jesus. But when he saw how strong the wind was, he became frightened and beginning to sink. He cried out, "Lord, save me." Immediately, Jesus stretched out his hand and caught him and said to him, "O you of little faith, why do you doubt?" After they got into the boat, the wind died down. Those who were in the boat did him homage, saying, "Truly, you are the Son of God." After making the crossing, they came to land at Gennesaret. When the men of that place recognized him, they sent word to all the surrounding country. People brought to him all those who were sick and begged him that they might touch only the tassel on his cloak, and as many as touched it were healed. Gospel of the Lord.
Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia.
It's interesting, eh? Peter is always the first one to try. On the first hand, he failed. But it's a good teaching for him and for all of us. Our faith can be tackled by failure. When the people saw Jesus walking on the water, nobody dare say, "Can I come to you?" Only Peter. He has fully trust in the Lord. When he walked on the water, seeing the wind was so strong, he was scared, began to sink. Then Jesus stretched out his hand to him. "Thank you, Jesus. Many times you stretch your hands to hold us back from disaster. We are our faith very little. If Peter fell, so we are the same. We are on the same boat." But Jesus reminding us, it's me. Don't be afraid. It's so nice. At times when you fail, Jesus is helping us through different people, through different situations. We have to learn. Don't trust so much on ourselves. Just look at him. Peter, in the beginning, he didn't look at Jesus. He just looked at the water. the strong wind. I think if you look at Jesus walking towards him, he'll be saved. But anyhow, it's an experience for him and for all of us. Jesus never forsaken us. He's always by our side. He's always ready to stretch his hand to hold us. Important to ask for help. So, first of all, we thank Jesus that he is the one who gives us a helping hand. Secondly, try to do on a daily basis, telling Jesus, I trust in you.